We continue today with lesson number 101 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are near the end, but not quite at the end of this long 24th perek. Today we will be studying the 15th and 16th Mishnayos, Perek Chof Dalet Mishneh Tesvov and Mishneh Tesayin. Mishneh Tesvov speaks of Shlosha Fraklinen Hein, three types of leather gloves which are placed upon the hand. One type is Shel Tzodei Chayav Ha'Of, the gloves worn by hunters who hunt for animals and fowl, wild fowl. Tomei Medris. These are Tomei Tumes Medris because these gloves are leaned upon. The commentary called the Sidrei Taharis, which is by the Rebbe, Reb Geshen Henech, the Radzina Rebbe, who was the impetus behind the rediscovery of Tcheles in the late 19th century. He wrote a voluminous commentary on Maseches Kelim, and he suggests that when a person is a hunter and climbing up hills and downhills, etc., so in that process he must lean upon his hands very often. So therefore, the gloves that he wears are considered something which one leans on or sits on or rests one's body on, and that's why they are Mekabel Tumas Medras. But then, there are the gloves, the leather gloves worn Shel Chagovin, by those who capture grasshoppers, locusts, which of course Min HaTorah are kosher to eat, and even today there are some people who know the tradition of which chagovim are kosher and who eat them. But there, these people who catch grasshoppers are not climbing into the wild. They're just going out in some backyard and picking up grasshoppers. And it would seem they actually put the grasshoppers into this glove. So that's a base kibbul. The glove is used to contain the captured chagovim. And then there is the glove, the praklinen, the leather glove, shel kayotzin. Different opinions here. Some say kayotzim and some say koitzim. Kayotzim means the people who have figs and they dry the figs in the sun. That's called kayotz. Some say it's koitzim, which means thorns. That means the leather gloves which people who work with thorns wear to protect themselves. These gloves are tohor miklum, not mekabel tuma at all, because they're only used as a protection, the protection against dirt, as a protection against the scratching of the thorns, and therefore they're not mekabel tuma at all. Proceeding now to Mishneh Tes Zayin, where there are numerous ways of explaining and even of reading this Mishnah. So I'll share with you some of the ways. Shlosha Sivochos Hein. A Sivocha is a kerchief which a woman wears. Usually it's the word which refers to the kerchief a woman wears on her head, covering her hair for Kisu Rosh purposes, for modesty purposes. So there are three types of such sivochos. The one girsa which we have in the Batanura is Shel Yaldo, if it's a sivocha of a young girl, then Tomeya Tumas Medras. It is Tomei Tumas Medras because the young girls would sometimes remove the kerchief from their hair and use it to sit upon. They didn't like the bench. The bench was dirty. They would take the kerchief off their head, put it underneath them, and sit on it. So it was royally yeshiva. That's one approach. Following that approach, so shel yaldo to meya tumas midras, shel zakena, however, of an older woman, in her case, the sivocha is not Metame Tomes Medris, because she's not going to use it to sit upon, but nevertheless, it's a vessel and Tomeya Tome Mace, and it is Mekabel Tomas Mace. The Tosefta, as opposed to the Mishnah, has the opposite girsa, namely, that the Savocha of a Zekena is Tomei Tome Medris. because she's an old hand and she doesn't care too much about the condition of the kerchief. So sometimes she puts it on the floor and sits on it. However, Shelyalda, she's still protecting her kerchief and keeping it nice and clean, so she's not going to put it on the ground underneath her, and therefore it is Tomei Tomas Mei. So there's two different girsos, two different pshatim here. The Bartanura brings both of these girsos. Then you have yet a third type of svocha, which is Vishel Yotzeis Lachutz, of she who goes outdoors. That is Tahora Miklum. That is completely not Mekabel Tumo. So here we're speaking of a woman, Yotzeis Lachutz. One pshat is a woman when she goes outdoors. Any woman, when she goes outdoors, that sevocha that she wears for the weather to protect her from rain, whatever, that, a rain cap, that is not considered a kli, and therefore it is not Mekabel Tumo at all. Some have the pshat that a yotzeis lechutz is simply she who wanders outside too much. It's a nice way of referring to a harlot. And in fact, in the Torah, when the Torah uses the word zona, like hakizona nasas achseinu, what Shimon Levi said, the Targum translates zona as nafkes bera, she who goes out, she who goes outdoors where she doesn't belong. So, therefore, her sevocha, the sevocha that she wears is worn for not for functional purposes, but for decorative purposes, beauty or whatever, seduction. I remember Vayachshevei Lezona on the case of Yehuda and Tamar, Kikisisa Poneha. So it's an article of clothing that Zonos, harlots, wear, and that is not Mekabel Tuma. At least not our type of tumma, maybe moral tumma, it's makabel, but not the type of tumma that we're speaking about at all. And so we have finished Mishnayos in 15 and 16, and we in the process have concluded lesson 101. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will complete the 24th perek and begin the 25th perek, but for now, we're close to the end of Perek Chof Daled, and we've completed lesson 101.